Hi, I'm Eddie.
I'm Dr. Sharp.
I'm Meg.
And I'm Donovan.
And this week on the podcast, we're going to talk about signage.
Signage. Do you like it? What do you like?
Do you hate
what
it?
Don't you like?
What's your favorite sign?
What's your least favorite sign?
Just give us a sign this week.
On the podcast, we will talk about signs today. Yeah, I didn't unmute
Ta-da.
Us. I forget how to do
Ta-da.
This.
Ta-da!
We need a podcast every week so I don't forget what I'm doing. So we took a week off and now we're back.
Yeah, we're back. Back in A.
Last week we were sick with what is commonly referred to as stomach flu, but it's not really a flu at all. It's just, it's more accurately called like, rotavirus, or we had norovirus, I think.
So is it, it is a virus.
Yeah, it's a viral gut infection. It's terrible.
Yeah, I'm so glad that we didn't do the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that is a swine-based flu.
Oh, you
is
were it? Telling me about that. Flu.
So what does it mean, swine-based?
Like, geese is where a lot of our flus come from.
Really?
And then there are some...
Looks like you're choking that rabbit there. What are you doing?
It's cute.
In case he wants to say something.
Yeah, no. He looks really ready to screech into the microphone.
Let me go!
I feel like he just guided me into this shape.
Yeah, okay. He did. That's a favorite shape of his, for sure.
So yeah, we recovered. And it's weird. I have this theory that every virus that affects my children makes them smarter. And it's related to the idea that viruses are what, like, caused our evolution to happen.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
To diverge from other primates and become sentient memory machines. I don't know what we are.
Sentient memory machines.
Yeah,
sure. Is that what separates us from other primates, is our ability to remember things?
There's a lot of debate on that.
Well, elephants. There's a lot of animals who, like, remember how to get places.
We're not... Some we don't need what, to be separate from other animals, in my opinion.
Some would say it's our ability to discriminate against females and black people.
Oh, yeah.
No, animals could totally do that.
They can, for sure.
Yeah, so I feel so after this recent bout, I was talking to our babysitter who got the same thing, obviously, because she watches our kids, and we were both like not wanting to eat the same things that we had seen in throw up form.
That's a common
spinach
thing.
Was a big one for
Ew.
Both of us.
Yeah,
Ew.
I had a lot of spinach in mine. I'm just like, I can't handle spinach, y'all.
When I was a kid, I threw up carrots for a long night. For some reason, I just indulged carrots like I discovered them for the first time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or something.
That is
and
a
then
really funny
that
one.
That night, I threw up a ton of carrots. And after that, I was like, I don't know.
That's
I like carrots
really uncomfortable.
Very much anymore.
That sounds like an uncomfortable throw up, a carrot throw up.
You know, for me, the one, because... Yeah, now it's spinach, but in my youth, I remember it was like the end of the school year, half days, and I ate like two whole bags of marshmallows.
Oh,
and
God.
And I went home and threw them up.
Oh, I knew yours was marshmallows.
That,
do you know what mine is?
I don't eat marshmallows anymore.
This is like the newlywed game, what's mine?
Oh, you have one?
Yeah.
Toblerone?
barbecue Cheetos.
Oh, wow, right.
Yeah. Wait, I didn't even know those.
I don't even know about barbecue Cheetos
barbecue
either.
Barbecue Fritos.
Oh, Fritos.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I was like, but barbecue Cheetos is a concept.
Yeah, it is a concept, but I don't think it's probably very good.
That sounds awful.
Or they'd make them.
Yeah. Well,
Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Yeah.
Now that's a concept. Fritos.
You can talk to me over here. I'm just joking. Yes. Because one time when we were dating, when we had first started dating, that was a common thing for me to go get one of those, you know, at the gas station size bag of chips.
Yeah. You get the chili cheese Fritos?
No, just barbecue Fritos and Arizona iced tea. That was like my gas station.
Yeah.
When I'd gas up, mm-hmm. I'd get that.
Gas station get.
Which Arizona iced tea flavor? Green?
Yeah, just the green with jasmine.
That's a common, yeah.
So wait, are they 99 cents?
Not everywhere.
When I was a kid, it was a Big Hunk and a Dr. Pepper. Like those flavors
still
mean
a lot
to me. Wow,
I could see
wait, what's
those
Big
flavors.
Hunk?
It's nougat.
Just nougat?
With peanut. Yeah, it's nougat with peanut, and they're like either hard when you first get them, or you sit on them for 20 minutes, and they're soft and chewy.
Is it white?
Uh-huh, big white.
Weird. Hunk. I always thought they were weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never heard of Big Hunk. I've heard of Zero Bar. That's all white. Zero Bar, anyone?
Yeah. I don't know that one.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know
black wrapper with white zero. Is that right?
No, it's a gray wrapper.
Gray. Yeah.
And it's got like zero inside of an ellipse.
Very common in vending machines, I find, the Zero Bar. It's like people, it's an impulse buy.
It has nothing to do with like... It's like zero tolerance for brown things, maybe? It's like not zero calories, for sure. Like, I don't know why it's called zero.
Because sub-zero, because it's supposed to resemble something cold. Like, they have like something cold in their slogan as well. So it's like sub-zero
really?
Bar.
Wow. And it's just like a
this
white chocolate bar?
This is more than I ever knew
about
zero.
White chocolate
oh,
with
it's
a, with
white
a,
chocolate?
It's white chocolate with a chocolate nougat and peanuts.
What's the one that's just
that's
nougat
crazy.
In the Mars universe? It's like...
Three Musketeers.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Milky Way. What's
there,
Milky Way?
No, there is a Milky Way as well.
Caramel.
Milky Way is caramel. And
then
nuts,
there's a dark chocolate Milky Way, which is caramel. Dark chocolate and marshmallow and caramel.
Let's start at the top. Snickers. That's nuts,
oh,
caramel,
that's what I was thinking
of. Nougat, and chocolate.
Yes.
And then it all falls down from there, where like Payday is just nuts.
And
right?
caramel.
Nuts and caramel.
I can't even imagine a Payday. Oh, yeah. Yes.
I like Paydays.
I like
oh,
Paydays
I love
a lot,
paydays.
Too.
So then there's like
that
every combination,
favorite.
Though. There's like caramel and nougat. There's caramel nougat chocolate.
Yeah, Payday is a peanut butter nougat.
Oh, no.
In the center? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's caramel, I thought.
No, it's peanut butter nougat.
Oh. Really? Oh, my gosh. That's brilliant.
Oh, I think
that's
we're thinking
good.
Of the 100,000, the 100 grand.
No,
100
that's
grand,
that Crispies caramel chocolate.
Crispies?
Crispies.
Yeah,
don't be up in here with Crispies.
I'm all about some Crispies.
100
so Crispies
grand
is like,
really good.
I like Crispies.
It's actually my favorite
Is crispy what the Butterfinger is? What the fuck the
no,
Butterfinger
that's,
is?
No, that's like the wafer.
Okay.
Peanut butter wafer.
What's your guys' stuff? Desert Island
candy bar?
Butterfinger.
Butterfinger.
No. Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
Lay
actually,
the Butterfinger.
Yeah, Butterfinger.
Any,
I was going to say
anyone
Chico
else?
Stick. But
I like Chico it. Stick a lot.
I don't. I have not eaten a candy bar in a really long time, so I might just go with like a Hershey's
oh,
bar.
Oh my god!
No, I gotta go with Snickers. I feel like that
wow.
one can.
Snickers
that,
are good.
It's got me through some tough times.
Those are all pretty
sugar.
Heavy. If I was gonna spend one with the rest of my life, I think it'd have to be the Mr. Good Bar.
Well,
oh,
so,
Mr. Good Bar's
good. Mr. Good Bar.
That's
a good one.
Wait, is this the
peanuts
only...
Peanuts and chocolate.
I'm just saying, is this the only thing we're eating for the rest of our
lives?
No,
it's,
oh, okay.
It's just like...
It's just your
you only
one
get
thing
one.
Category.
It's like, which candy bar do you want? Which
like,
box of cereal do you want? Which
mind,
kind of oil do you want?
What
the
one
Snickers
album
is just like
want?
A well-balanced bar.
I love peanut like, butter and Chico Stick, but I feel like they bond my teeth so much. If I was on a desert island and I couldn't brush, like that's instantly going
to
take my teeth away. Whereas
no
a good bar,
to dental
you know...
Care.
You can brush with bamboo. I've been watching on Survivor.
Oh,
and
wow.
You can extract teeth with an ice skate, like on
Nuh-uh.
The movie Survivor.
I think that he would probably have cut his lip open on that. I think about it often.
The Castaway scene?
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of movies, I watched the Star Wars episode Heat.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a thing?
Last Jedi.
Episode Heat?
The Last Jedi.
Eight.
Oh, eight.
Eat?
Oh, man. No, that's funny that you mentioned that, because we have this... This is a side story, and I'm going to get back to The Last Jedi.
Also
everyone.
Called a tangent.
But yeah, you want to hear guidance. This. We have this learning desk for babies, and it's got this like phone or like all the numbers on it. And it's like, press the numbers to learn more about them. And it's like, 1, 2, 3. And it gets to 9. And then all of a sudden, it's like this like country lady, and she's like, 9. And it's really funny because like,
nice.
Like she's like, 9. And I don't even think it's the same lady that's saying all the other numbers.
They just happen to have that sound sample
I
from like a country
saying
9 one.
Like that.
9. And it's like kids that grow up with this learning desk, hopefully.
Are going to say
9. 99. 99. 99.
And they're like, seriously, all the
yeah,
other ones
like
sound
I
like
I picture
it's from
that
Iowa.
Woman when I hear it.
Yeah, she
seven,
like,
nine,
she's so distinctive
eight.
Looking.
She like yeah. works reception at a dentist's office, probably.
She's 9?
Like 58.
I was thinking she's answering the phone at like a tractor supply company.
Oh,
like
okay.
same thing.
I was thinking
well,
she
I like
had
scheduling because then you
blonde
can use the number.
Hair with a lot of product in it, like probably hairspray.
Mm-hmm.
Bangs swept across her face, like a good amount of makeup. She's dressed pretty sharply, like she has some kind of collared shirt and maybe a vest, and then mm-hmm. like a pencil skirt.
Oh,
and she's like short. Stout.
What era is this?
I was
this
picturing
now.
Her in jeans.
She works at a tractor store.
I
right?
thought she was wearing jeans.
No, she doesn't. Jeans? Not dressed like that.
It's like a big one. She's like at
she's
headquarters.
Of,
yeah,
oh,
corporate
so
headquarters
in Austin.
John Deere.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I see it. I can smell
okay,
what the rock
this,
is cooking now.
Yeah, the one I was picturing.
The lady.
Jeans. The non-sayer.
Nah.
She has jeans on.
Yeah, but like stretchy jeans.
Yeah, like
it's
she's
Friday.
She's what, like kind of thick.
What are the
but
back
like
pockets
good,
look like?
You know, still looks good. She's still got it. High pockets.
High back pockets.
But are
yeah.
they like? Are they like stonewash or what do you call that?
Yeah. No, not stonewash, but they're like there's good amount of contrast.
Okay.
You know?
Any artificial fraying or any of the sort?
No, just
they're
wait,
just
hold on.
Clean
tight.
Jeans.
All right, so tangent over. That lady. That lady's occupied enough of our time.
She has two outfits.
See, you that. Open the floodgates to a tangent, and we're going to go there and have no
well,
idea
okay.
what you brought that up for.
We can bring it back
you
to
said
that
The
tangent.
Last Jedi, you watched this film.
I do want right. to talk about that, but let's give that lady a name before we leave. So that
oh,
way
yeah.
we can get
Marilyn.
Back to
Marilyn.
Oh, I was thinking Selma.
I was thinking Cindy.
Oh.
Cindy Selma Marilyn.
Cyrilyn.
Well, how do you
Selmalyn.
Like
Selmalyn.
Oh, yeah, Selmalyn.
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 SL. All right.
So whenever we can take a Selmalyn break later.
Selmalyn.
But we just need to like that'll get us back into it if somebody
says
Selmalyn.
I can't wait for the
Selmalyn break. So The Last Jedi is like we had Javier on the podcast and.
Mm-hmm.
And Phelan, were you on that podcast?
No, I was not.
I guess it was just me, Javier, and Phelan, and we talked a lot about the Star Wars movie because Javier was really upset with it, and I kind of enjoyed it.
Why was he upset?
I think he's like a true fan of like the original series.
I
didn't
want
to see Luke Skywalker die. That's why.
And
I'm sure.
Can they didn't want to see it or they did?
Oh, I'm sorry. If anyone hasn't seen The Last Jedi,
I haven't, but I don't care.
He doesn't really die.
He just trans.
He becomes one with the Force.
Yeah, he dissipates.
Yeah. So anyway, spoiler alert on that. But the
you can't say it after you tell the info.
We always do though.
I know.
So Javier's not that much older than me, right? Like I feel like people
is
born
he
in the
even
70s.
Older?
People born in the 70s are serious about Star Wars.
I think Javier is like your age.
That's what I thought. And I'm like, I don't think that he's allowed to be so...
Right. Like, invested. If you weren't...
I'm pretty invested.
I know, yeah.
Like, I guess I gave it up
but
in the last
you,
few years.
Did you accept the 1, 2, and 3 trilogy?
Oh, are you talking about the prequels?
Yeah, the prequels.
Love them. Live by them.
Live by the prequels.
I don't even think
he accepted the prequels.
I spent a time in my life where I was thinking about Star Wars probably every day, and it wasn't that long ago. luckily
like,
the new movies
yes, like last week
no luckily the new movies came out. It was probably like two years before The Farce Awakens came out.
Okay.
And then I saw that and I was good like, it was kind of like how I gave up comic books. I read a string of really bad ones.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like I saw that and I was like, okay, well, I've already seen this movie before. I can give it up on these flicks. Like,
yeah.
They just keep remaking the same movies over. So
you're right. That is
I can cash out.
That is a different obsession, though, when you go through it as an adult and then you're like, this is dumb. I'm getting out of here. But if you go through it as a child, you like have way more loyalty to that obsession.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I was super into them. I even enjoyed them before I had any of the toys. And once I had the toys, like the obsession really blew up.
I love me some Star Wars, too. I'm eating fries now.
Nice.
I remember when the special edition got released. Like, I went and saw each of them.
Yeah.
And I don't know. The original movie has a place in my Thanksgiving history, which you guys know I like Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, the local affiliate would always play Star Wars on Thanksgiving, and I would always try to watch it, even though like a bunch of other stuff was going on.
The first film?
Yeah, The New Hope.
Yeah, A New Hope.
The A New Hope movie.
How many knives do you give The Last Jedi?
How many knives are available?
10.
Wait, knives?
10 whole knives.
You this give it was 10. Our rating
Centaurs,
system
that's
podcast.
How we rate them.
It's my personal rating system, but I guess
10 knives? I thought we did 5 knives.
No, it's 10 of 10.
And you can do partial knives?
So many. Why not like 7?
Because it's an easier way to get a good aggregate score.
Can you do like 6 10. Knives and a dagger?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
You can give point knives too. You don't have to give full knives.
As far as a movie, okay, so first of all, it took me 4 days to watch it because it was really long.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't ever have 2 hours to spend watching anything. And if I do, I don't want to spend 2 hours watching something. It's kind of weird. Rio, what's up?
He likes being upright and seeing
he
out.
Does.
So, yeah, I watched it over the span of 4 days. And I think that's what helped me like it more because I got like time to think about each section of it. And I knew Carrie Fisher had died,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, how are they going to wrap that up? Because, you know, like, she's a big part in this movie. And apparently they didn't wrap it up at all. They're just like, we're going to have, like, a huge time jump.
Let someone else sort it out.
Yeah, yeah, they're definitely.
That's what the director did.
Yeah, because, you know, they had their chance in this movie, and then they're like, no, we're going to use you for, like, the entire thing. So I don't know.
I was pleased by that.
I liked it. I give it 8 out of 10 knives.
I have great. Some Carrie Fisher art, specifically Princess Leia in the, bunny rabbit's room.
And oh, you do?
Yeah. They like it. Rio peed on it once.
Oh, right.
Her theme in Star Wars is my favorite tune.
How does it go?
It's like, do, 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 do.
Oh, right.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah, that's
that sounds one. Like the wedding march to me.
Yeah.
It's a quiet one.
It's usually played with strings and not the horn that he was
nice.
Emulating.
Oh, how do you how
is
do
it
you
called
emulate
Leia?
It with strings?
I think
strings?
Maybe nas instead
like,
of do's.
Okay.
Nah.
Can you do it for us?
Na 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 na.
Still not ringing a bell.
And then it goes
on. Plucking a string
like,
for me.
There's a really good Star Wars lullaby album on Spotify that has a great rendition of that. We'll have to listen
to
it with the babies.
Yeah, because they are down with some
it's,
lullaby
it's called
tunes.
Baby Wars, if I remember correctly. It's just
nice.
Called that.
That speaks to them.
That could
I'm
also
sure.
be a cool YouTube series. I bet.
It's kind of like Robot Wars.
Or Bum Fights.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah.
I don't think we should ever mention bum fights again on the podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I could handle that.
Well, you're going to put that in the Rodney Dangerfield category.
I wanted to say something good. Else about Star Wars.
That's good, because I watched a movie today in the X-Men universe I haven't seen.
What?
I watched X-Men Apocalypse.
Okay.
Well, I watched 3/4 of it. I didn't finish
Do you
finish
know,
it.
I have started that like 5 different times.
I plan
and
on
I
going
always,
home and finishing it.
I always get to the same spot.
Is it towards the end?
No. It's like probably like 15 minutes into
okay.
the movie.
Well, I'm 3/4 in, but I had to go take care of some business.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I'm planning on finishing it, so yeah, sure.
Okay.
But I'm really into, like, dumb movies like that. I watch a lot of animated comic book movies when I'm just hanging out.
You and my mom have similar movie tastes.
I think Meg and I have a goal of watching an Elvis film soon.
Nice.
And we watched a bunch of trailers the other night.
Isn't Blue Hawaii an Elvis film?
It is. That was one of the ones we knew about. The other one was Viva Las Vegas.
Yeah, so I was like, let's name some Elvis movies, like Viva Las Vegas. And then she said Blue Hawaii. And that's as far as
I could go.
Jailhouse Rock, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's another beach movie. What's the other Elvis beach movie?
Oh, so there's one about Acapulco. I think there are a few different beach movie ones.
He's a prolific actor, though.
He's so strange, though. It was really weird watching the previews. I'm like, who is this guy? He's like, kind of has this weird.
He
doesn't make eye contact.
It's because he doesn't know how to act. No, just like he doesn't know how to sing. Or, I'm sorry,
totally
he doesn't write
weird.
His own music, you know?
He's totally weird.
I watched the final 48 Elvis, and it was pretty good.
Final 48?
Oh,
yeah. It was about the final 48 hours of his life and had a bunch of country boys that were, like, their eyes were all welled up with tears the whole time.
Oh, wow.
That does sound kind of cool.
YouTube, the final 48, Elvis Presley.
I need to write down your movie recommendations because I still haven't watched that JFK one.
It's just Meg called JFK.
Gun owner vibe.
The JFK one.
Actually, no, Meg got the Trump supporter vibe from a lot of the Elvis previews, right?
No, that's what everybody thinks of him. That's younger than 60, right?
You can keep feeding him if he wants it. He can take it. He should. I want him to eat that whole thing.
Eat that.
My goal for him is the whole bottle.
Eat this. Eat this.
He wants to eat it.
That seems like an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
He wants to eat it.
Where he's like, eat this, and then he fires.
That's a great title. He wants to eat it.
I'm planning on exposing some young bucks to the Rambo films here pretty soon. I know
young
some people.
Bucks.
I want to watch the Rambo films with you guys.
Yeah, with particularly Ethan LaPaquette, so I'm sure you'd enjoy that.
Yeah.
He doesn't even know who Sylvester Stallone is.
You're taking some young bucks under your wing.
He is.
Oh, no, not quite. I just work in the
kitchen
with
but
them.
You do mention how Carl doesn't know certain things. You're like, Carl's never even heard of that.
Right, Pauly Shore.
Yeah, I can't believe that.
For example.
Yeah.
But, oh yeah. I helped
Is
him
there
do
something
his,
else you
I,
know
Well,
about?
I helped Carl do his taxes a couple days ago. He was about to use TurboTax, and he was only getting like a very, what I felt was a small amount of money back.
A meager return.
Yeah, so I was like, wait, buddy. You should use Tax Slayer instead. And he ended up getting a substantial amount more. So
nice
I was glad that
tax
that happened.
Slayer.
And it's not in the Slayer font.
No, I wish it was. I told him once I'm on year 5 right now. And if he gets to year 5 and I'm on year 10 and we're both still using, we'll get Tax Slayer tattoos.
So
that's stupid.
How much?
Well, I feel like it saved me a lot of money over time.
I love it.
Take a cut of his increased
that's
return?
That's what I asked, Meg. That's so funny.
He took me to half-priced wings at.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's so funny. Because
like
I
good
asked
friendship.
Right.
There is this place in Jacksonville. I don't remember the name of the establishment, but they had this thing called the student loan, and it was like a plate of wings and a pitcher of beer for $8.
Hooters. That sounds like Hooters.
Really? It wasn't Hooters.
I don't know. Never been there.
I have been to Hooters.
I've been to Hooters.
I went to the casino. Does that count?
Yeah.
I've played the Hooters slot machine.
Hooters casino definitely counts.
So have you been to Hooters? Give us a call at 706.
I think those shorts are pretty cute. I want a pair of those.
Yeah, no.
All right,
cool.
Coming up, y'all.
I love
from China,
that.
99 cents
yeah,
a pair.
Yeah, they're.
You can tweet at us at
an
Athens
owl
Public.
Is their mascot or whatever.
You can do athenspublic@gmail.com and just tell us all about your Hooters.
My
experience.
Sister's second job was at Hooters.
Yeah, whoa. And as exploitive as those outfits are, like other than feeling like you've got eyes all over you, it's like a pretty comfortable outfit. That's like,
and everybody else is wearing it. Like everyone
yeah,
else
yeah,
who's
totally,
visible there
totally.
Is wearing it. And dudes go there to ogle you. Like that's part of the contract agreement
right.
of Hooters.
Right, definitely. I'm just saying, I'd wear that And I'd probably wear that to bed because that's just like a good pajamas outfit.
You can just
jean shorts
come.
They're not jean shorts.
They're
little lycra orange shorts.
They're like jogging shorts.
Yeah.
Maybe I haven't been to Hooters then.
They're like orange.
You were somewhere where they had
next
jean
time
shorts?
We're all in Atlanta.
I was picturing Daisy Duke. Like
they're that.
Like that's
with
lamb bakers.
Like with a picnic blanket tied.
No.
Right here.
Yeah, that's Dukes of Hazzard. That's literally what Daisy Duke wears.
Yeah, you're talking about Daisy Duke.
I thought that's how they dressed at Hooters. Maybe I went on Dukes of Hazzard.
No, they have like a white tank top.
Their wings were subpar to this other place that had the student loan, which I don't remember its name.
They do wear like tights. That's the only thing that you couldn't just hop into bed after you got off work.
Yeah,
they had to wear tights.
Yeah, they wear tights.
Oh, I didn't realize.
They wear like toast colored tights.
Okay, yeah, so everyone has the same leg
toast.
Complexion.
Yeah. Toast.
Which I feel like probably.
Like that.
Yeah,
that's very descriptive.
Yeah.
Like we have a
I had to wear them
toaster,
for dance.
And you could do 1 through 6 on your toast.
What would you do, like 5?
I do 4.
Hmm.
I think that's how many minutes it goes in the toaster.
4 is
what it's supposed to indicate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, yes. On our toaster, it's a degree of toastness.
Ah. Each one shows an increment of toast getting more and more unhappy.
Well, you think it's not smart, but then if you toast some toast to number 4, you can put in the amount of slices, too, and it calculates the time.
And you can put in whether the bread is frozen or not frozen.
Yeah, and you can push the frozen button if they're frozen. But then you are like, oh, shit, I needed more toast. Then you go back in there. Put the same amount of toast, same amount of frozen in there. It will change the amount of time based on the oven.
Coil still being hot.
Yeah, the oven heat, like the residual thermo.
Well,
our toaster is so smart.
Thank Christ we're in the future.
It's like a $100 toaster.
And Eddie had to
fix
it once.
Okay, Mr. Bragger.
I have a $100 toaster, guys.
Keep up with that.
I was thinking
toasters are expensive though. Like mine was almost $40, and it's like nice, but it's not. It I mean
doesn't talk to you.
I think that toasters
Good morning,
and kettles
Desi.
Are a lot more popular in Britain than they are here. Like from what I can tell, I watch a lot of British like YouTube things, and they're often talking about like their electric kettle and how useless they are in the United States because of our voltage difference. Sorry.
My mom got an electric kettle for me, and she was like every night peer pressuring me to use it
because
I'd like keep putting the kettle on like the stove top, and she's like, "Well, why don't you use the electric kettle? It's so much faster." And I'm like, "I mean, I don't know. I just am a creature of habit, and I like this like red one."
Yeah,
it's your routine.
Yeah, it's like cool looking. Like electric kettles are ugly.
Well, that's smart. Smart to use the red one. Oh, we had a copper kettle for a while.
Yeah,
and then I got a little weirded out by it.
Patina?
I was like, it looked more like you shouldn't, like an ornament, like something you shouldn't be boiling water in.
Right.
Oh, well, it just gets so greasy.
Yeah.
So it's like, goes from copper colored to black. Basically,
I find any kettle that sits on the stovetop when not in use immediately becomes discolored and pretty gross.
Yeah, like I was all set to keep mine super nice, and then I forgot and left it on one night, and it just like burnt off half of the like beautiful red paint, and I was like,
actually, the one we have now is really...
It's resilient.
I've never touched it. I've never tried to clean it. And
it costs $300. I'm just kidding.
But it's like stainless steel, and it has the design of being widest at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. That's a winning combination really dirty.
OXO brand. We got it on Amazon. That's how we buy everything now. We're just
it's a great
place.
What
do people like? Let's get what people
I actually like the way that Amazon is set up to browse for shopping because I'm a bargain hunter.
I'm kind of... Oh, okay.
Oh, I don't even know how you do that.
It makes it easy. Like, I got a nice shower
you
curtain.
You could do, like, add-ons or...
Yeah, exactly.
Like, add-ons. Yeah.
Like,
people
I got
who bought this also
a shower curtain set. You can just find stuff that's on clearance. That's how you find stuff that's on clearance through Amazon.
I was... I like Amazon because I'm really susceptible to peer pressure. Mm-hmm. So when like 5,000 people say they like something, yeah, it's like, oh, I'm probably going to like that.
But a lot of those, like those reviews are fake. Like I was reading a product today and all of the reviews were in English. Like it had a lot of reviews.
What do you think the percentage is?
I've never heard that term before. But
you
I,
haven't?
I feel uncomfortable.
Pigeon. Pigeon is what it's called.
Pigeon. Sorry. And,
Dr. Sharp's going to take a tiny break.
Time out.
I thought you were going to say it. Dr. Sharp's going to take offense to that.
I thought she was going to defend it. So we're on each side of the fence here.
Yeah, no, I like buying stuff off Amazon just based on popular
review. Because
there's like kettles. Like, I don't really care about them. But I'm sure there's somebody out there that does care about them. And they're gonna be also the type of person that writes reviews about kettles. Because they care, like they're probably English, like you were saying, or British. I don't know if all of Britain's obsessed with kettles, though. But I'll go ahead and.
Well, they're really into tea.
They're in. I've met a few British people, and they were really into their tea as well as their cheese toast.
But it's because they once occupied India, which is where they can get a lot of tea.
That's probably why.
Oh. Okay.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's just part of it's.
Their culture. It's kind of like how in the South, how everyone smokes in the South, it seems. It's part of Southern culture.
No, but I was just saying it's like part of the day. It's like an actual
tea time.
It's like an additional meal, right?
Even during war, they would sit down to tea and have tea time as well.
Well, and that's something I've been thinking a lot about as a parent. The siesta is like, oh my gosh, that's so smart. Everything should stop in the afternoon because it's the worst time of the day. It's like so unproductive because everybody is tired and cranky. So we should all just like take a beat at 2 o'clock and
the whole municipality shuts down.
Yeah. So, but do you remember what time the siesta actually was when we were in Barcelona?
Isn't it like 3 to 4 or 3 to 5 or something?
I really
like
thought
that
it was like
that
two,
sounds awesome.
I thought it was 2 to 6. It was like really inconvenient
two
for
to
us.
Six
like,
means 4 hours.
Like
long.
That was the time we wanted to do stuff for sure. But no, I don't remember.
So even if you don't, I wonder what percentage of people actually fall asleep in those hours.
I don't know.
Who practice siesta?
Probably the same percentage. The same percentage as the people who write English reviews of things on Amazon.
No way. They all
bring it back.
Put their back up to an Adobe wall, tip their hat over, pull their serape up, and pass the F out.
Is it practiced in Mexico?
Yeah.
Like,
okay. Totally.
I've only experienced it in Spain, and we thought it was annoying at the time, but now I'm like,
I don't think
totally
it's as prolific
great.
In Mexico, but it's definitely a thing that exists.
Okay. Oh, Spain, it was like businesses legitimately shut down. It was like,
yeah, you couldn't buy plane tickets between those hours because nobody would answer the phone. Well, I don't know why I was calling. I think I was calling to confirm plane tickets. Either way, it was siesta. And they're like, it's siesta, dude. Like,
you call back later.
It's like
you probably just got an automated message.
I work in the medical industry, and I call doctors a lot of times. And you cannot call them at lunchtime because they will be mad, but they will answer. And they'll be like, we're on lunch break. Like,
what do you want?
Yeah, like, you shouldn't be calling right now.
I'm going to block your number because you called right now.
Yeah, it's almost like you lost this sale, dude.
So what is lunchtime?
12 to 1:30.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's local time, so you got to figure that out.
Okay.
I was thinking that. As the sun flies through the sky, you have to adjust it.
Right. As the world turns, so they say.
So the stereotype is they're like at a motel room, right? In
who?
Those hours.
Who?
The doctors.
You know, they fuck in their office a lot of times.
Oh, I thought you were talking about...
Oh, really?
Yeah. You have to knock to go into their office. Or
and then somebody,
all the doctors I've worked for.
And that's why the blinds open and then snap shut. Wait, and then there's a rustling that happens for 25 seconds before
but
the
door.
Sharia Lynn back
there.
In. Is that her name? Sharia Lynn?
Sharia.
Sharia.
So... Selma Lynn.
Selma Lynn.
Okay, because I'm picturing Selma Lynn walking out of the office, like, you know, running her hands down the front of her suit.
Adjusting her pin, yeah. her skirt as she walks out.
Oh, yeah.
And she looks at the bottom of her shoe and sits back to her desk.
The bottom of her shoe.
She doesn't have very far to walk, though. She just walks straight to her desk that is 5 feet from the doorway she just exited.
Wait, why was she looking at the bottom of her shoe?
I don't know. Just see if there's anything stuck down there.
You know, it's unfortunate, though. Like, what does she plan to get from this relationship? Like, is it going to advance her career at
all? More hours.
Like, they're going to get a pay
she's
raise?
Bored in the middle of the day.
And she wants more hours.
Quickie.
Yeah. I mean, she's getting some of that out of it, I think.
And it's the only break she can take besides her lunch break.
Oof, she doesn't smoke. And she's, if you smoke, you get more breaks.
Oh, now I'm feeling like she's getting the short end of the stick.
Well, it's also, don't forget, she's the secretary, so there's Christmas bonuses, there are cars.
Yeah, and doctors honestly have small penises, so uh-huh. It's like...
Medically, that's
why... Short end of the stick, literally.
It's so they can look at everyone else's and laugh. They grunt in like a little snort anytime they see another man's penis.
I think she works at a dentist's office.
Though. Well, I thought she worked at John Deere, actually.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, man. So why is she the doctor of
this is earlier in her career as a receptionist.
Right,
like she was a secretary for a doctor in Miami-Dade for a while.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I was thinking maybe there's just a doctor at the headquarters, like in case somebody severs a limb,
because there's so many old fogies up there just lining their coffers.
But what about the imagery of her like using one of those dental mirrors to like fix her lipstick, you know?
Dental mirror?
Don't they have like dentist mirrors? Like the circular Deere? Ones that are like... no, at her dentist office.
Oh, is it the dentist that she was working for?
I think
it was an optometrist.
What's her signature phrase?
Nine. She says nine really funny. Nine is how I say it. Like Hitler.
Number nine.
Or like, yeah, no in German. All right, we are way over time.
If we're talking about signage?
Yeah, Desi, are you coming back? Or?
Well, nice. I was thinking that we're due for another hit song about signs. Because we got...
Here's your sign.
Sign, everywhere a sign. Whatever the song that was. And then
Sign of the Times by Prince.
Oh, Sign of the... I'm not familiar with that
one.
That's
a good one. It's an album and a song.
Okay. And then... I saw the sign, obviously.
Ace of Base.
Mm-hmm.
I bet Carl doesn't know about Ace of Base.
I know he does. You know
he does?
Yeah, he's a big Cher fan.
Oh, and they were...
No,
inspired by Cher.
No, but you know.
Okay.
Wait, you said Age of Aquarius because it's about a sign, an astrological sign. Nice.
Well, in that case, can we do Capricorn by Motorhead as well?
Stop in the name of love. Oh wow! Now it's really wide open.
All right.
Norwegian Wood. That was on Breakfast.
I really like neon in signs. Like it's eye catching and it's beautiful.
It is cool.
When it's used
it's a, nice
a lot. When it's on one building, it stinks. When it's used on a lot of buildings, it's amazing.
You know, the first sign that comes to mind when I think of signs is the Arby's sign.
Oh, yeah.
The
hat?
With the big hat. And it's got neon around the
That is a
of
great sign. That's Athens' best sign,
and
maybe.
It's like a giant hat sign.
Mm-hmm.
And it says a bunch of words in it. I don't know what it says.
I think it's something about the roast beef.
Oh, yeah, the world's greatest roast beef sandwich.
Yeah.
Man, what a good sign.
I remember back when I ate meat in Arby's. I thought that was a great
sandwich. It's my dad's favorite stop.
Oh, I'd be remiss if I didn't tell this story. Rookie, our dachshund, one time ate the roast beef out of nine roast beef sandwiches.
Oh, nine.
Number nine roast beef sandwiches.
Wow. But he did eat the bread as well?
No, I think he avoided she avoided the bread.
What a smart dog.
Yeah.
Good dog.
Rookie.
Yeah.
You have
Rookie,
refined taste.
She got up on the kitchen table. That's a lot of roast beef sandwiches. I guess we were all going to eat two, and then maybe one person was going to only eat one.
Well, there's
Yeah, probably my mom.
My friends and my high school friends and I made a freestyle walking video.
With your soap shoes?
I think I've seen some of that.
It's about 30 minutes long, but one
soap
of the scenes.
I didn't know that was a thing.
And we didn't have soap shoes.
No, they're shoes that have little plates in the bottom so you can grind on rails and stuff.
No,
by soap brand.
Wow.
This was more like jumping really high and land like...
You guys were joking though, right?
Well, yeah, but then if you watch it, it just seems like we were really into it. Like we were joking
when I
about
watched
it,
I always got the impression that you were just joking about being
okay.
into it.
Good, because we were pretty bad at it.
Yeah, like the,
there's a
these
lot of
people are not serious. I hope
she's anyway. Getting the impression this has to be a joke. Yeah.
There's a 5-minute edited down scene where we take one of our friends to Arby's and buy him 10 for 10 because they had the 10 for 10
oh.
roast beef sandwiches.
5 for 5.
No. Well, maybe it was 2 5-for-5s.
I think it was a 5 for 5.
Yeah, why would they sell 10 roast beefs?
Because it wasn't modern times. They would do it modern times now, yeah. Like, with no question.
Often it was even 5.25.
Anyway, spoiler alert. He eats all of them and then he throws up in the parking lot. But then we play it in reverse and it's really disgusting.
Ooh,
that's
cool.
Awful. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I mean, that's how
it sounds cool to me.
Yeah.
Reverse was really cool.
Are we just gonna go on about Arby's for a second? Because I got one.
Oh, I got a couple.
Let's
more.
Let's riff on Arby's.
When I was in high school, we had a card where you could get like really cheap lunch meals and add-ons and stuff. And I watched my friend eat 2 Big Montanas, which mm-hmm. each are a 1/2 pound of beef.
And they're double.
Wait, what restaurant
like,
is Big
bread.
This is Arby's. This
oh,
is Arby's.
Oh.
It's the largest sandwich they have.
Never
it's called a Big
that.
Montana, and
it's
they
a have
half
pound. They have a bread layer in the middle too.
No, they don't.
Oh,
it's just
wow.
the 1/2 pound on the two on onion buns. He ate Jeez. 2 of those, a large fry, as well as one of their chocolate cows, which was the
He's
big
still
shake.
Alive? He's
yeah,
still alive.
Yeah, I was very impressed because he did it in an hour during lunch. I was more impressed by the time.
Was it a dare, or was it just like
no,
this is actually how much I need
no,
because right
he was
now.
Able to get the Big Montana free, and he's like, I'm just gonna go for it. Like
wow.
this is what I want. And we yeah. also called him Grandma Lunchbox because the way he drove and
that's
his body
a very
size.
Cool nickname,
Grandma Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Were you RC in high school?
No,
okay.
I wasn't.
Did
I
you
was,
have a high school nickname?
Bean or Wonder Bean.
Because
oh.
you're half Mexican?
I am, yes.
Wow.
Wonder Bean. WB.
Awful.
WB.
How did you feel about that nickname?
It was kind of like I was used to it.
Okay.
I had a friend
so,
we called John.
What does that mean?
We
I don't
him,
think he liked it.
I was used to it.
I had a friend we called him John the Mexican. And that was... He liked it.
You didn't
that's
call
more
Wonder
respectful
Bean.
Than Bean.
Yeah, no, way more respectful than Bean. You wish you could have been Don the Max.
Oh,
right?
No. I think it's probably why I have such a contempt for white people to this day. So, it, you know, helped,
yeah.
I think.
Be afraid of the white man, for
a
sure.
Healthy contempt for white people.
Everyone should have a healthy contempt for white people, even these beautiful white kids.
Ah, they're cute.
Oh, I thought you were going to say these beautiful white ladies.
Oh. We pale in comparison to the babies.
Honestly, you do.
Yeah.
They were rabbits when the podcast started, but they become babies as time
they're
has
gone baby
on.
Rabbits.
Yeah. Wait.
Have you never heard of a baby
Does Rio
rabbit?
Need a burp?
Oh.
I think he
okay,
does.
Let's do it, Rio.
He takes in a lot of air when he's like...
Sniveling.
Yeah. No. It's more Ooh. Like... He eats air out of excitement.
So signs besides Arby's signs.
Okay, so I have a few things that I want to say. One, I went to Las Vegas a lot as a kid with my dad. And if you want to talk about signs, I mean, Vegas is...
Oh, yeah, they got a lot of them.
That's like... I feel like next to Tokyo, that's
I was
the
thinking,
place.
It'd be funny because
yeah,
I was thinking
Tokyo.
Yeah, that's
and then,
the place you go for signs.
Times Square.
What is
yeah.
it about cowboys, though? Because now I'm thinking of like that cowboy
uh-huh.
that's like putting the hat
yeah.
on and
yeah.
taking it off
yeah,
or whatever.
Because
yeah.
it's
like
the
flamingos.
Yeah. Oh, you're wondering like maybe the best sign is a neon cowboy hat?
I'm leaning toward yeah, neon
I'm,
cowboy hats.
I'm thinking
right
you're right.
That's just like 50s Americana.
I don't know. It just resonates.
Well, that's like maybe what the height of signage, you know, was 50s Americana.
Let's save it for later.
That American
like,
signage.
That's what I'm putting in my man cave.
Okay, so I listen. Know. Also, there's a place in New Mexico. mm-hmm. New Mexico called Tucumcari. Mm-hmm. And it's like this very classic Route 66 motel hotel stop. And they have like the most amazing neon signage.
Let's
there.
Bring it back.
Yeah.
Let's bring it back.
Ash and I stayed at the Blue Sparrow Inn or Blue Swallow. Swallow
sounds right. I feel like Swallow. I feel like this was happening on your Instagram or your Facebook.
Yeah. It was on my Instagram. And
I don't think they have sparrows in New Mexico.
Yeah, I guess
they do have a lot of swallows, though.
Sparrows are everywhere.
Yeah, sparrows. But I don't think they're blue. I think they're little browns.
Yeah, sparrows are just like the birds you don't even notice.
Yeah, they're like the... They're like almost... Okay. They're like the mice of birds.
Totally.
Those and pigeons are the rats of birds. Yeah.
The birds we had on the window were sparrows.
Yeah. We wouldn't have noticed them.
I'm just saying they're not blue. Right?
No. Nobody's they're saying brown. They're blue. Swallow. They're brown. Let's go with Swallow.
Blue Swallow. Blue Swallow Inn is where we stayed, and it was amazing. And there's like so much neon there, and it all looked great, especially when it was snowing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Neon in the snow.
New Mexico tends to use like a lot of blue neon too. Like it's always a cool, like turquoise almost neon that New Mexico has. Mm.
New Mexico's obsessed with neon.
Like Miami, the turquoise.
Miami probably has great signs.
Yeah. There was a chain in Florida called Miami Subs. Are you guys familiar with this?
Uh-huh.
And it looks like a Taco Bell, but like it's a drive-through sub place. And they had some killer neon. Like they had a pink flamingo with like some blue water, like a lot of colors.
Yeah,
in their neon.
Beautiful.
Like that's kind of neat when you can do a bunch of different colors.
Because I feel
in
like
neon.
The alternative,
which doesn't, I don't mean to cut you off, but now that I'm thinking about it, it's probably not neon if you're doing a bunch of different colors. It's just some gas with different properties.
Right, neon is blue, right?
We're using it as a catch-all term.
Argon is green.
Right.
I don't know what blue is, but maybe hydrogen?
I thought neon was
like
the blue one.
Wait, what's red?
I don't know.
Shoot.
Probably neon.
I used to know this.
I know neon's like the red-orange. Like the
really?
What color is xenon?
I don't know.
Black.
Okay.
Black neon. Okay, but what I was going to say about, I think that what replaced the neon was, or what's more prominent now is the plexiglass. Is it plexiglass or fiberglass signs lit within?
Right.
Like that's what most big corporations
they're
have.
Cheap.
Yeah. So, and they used to have those big signs and they were ceramic or something. Porcelain.
Whoa.
They're porcelain.
They were?
Well, if you watch Pickers, you know this stuff. Oh. Like, they want the porcelain sign.
Okay.
They don't want the fiberglass sign. But anyway, my point is that we should bring it back. And was Del Taco also neon?
It does sometimes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, It is coming back in a way because we all have such nostalgia for it.
Yeah.
Whereas like in the 70s and 80s, it was such a part of their childhood where they didn't care, where we haven't really seen it.
Well, I think it brings craft back to signage because I feel like you can't mass produce neon the same way you can those plexiglass signs.
Yeah, I agree. I think also there's something to be said for like a good, like a logo that makes for a good sign. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
Because you can have a good sign and not the best logo.
Okay, what are some bad signs?
No, can I just...
Okay, please go on.
Quickly, we were saying New Mexico is a great state for neon. Eddie and I went through Pittsburgh one time and Pittsburgh had... great signage.
Oh,
really?
That's
but
funny.
It was more in the vein of like I think the big industry there is steel, and so they had a lot of great metal signs.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
Which is a different look, but that seems like what's more in vogue now is like metal signs.
There's a lot of problem with neon because it's like you have to have a ballast and you have to have like a vacuum tube, like a vacuum.
Yeah, it's
going to
go out
glass.
And it's
and if
breakable.
It breaks and it's done because you have to get it replaced.
Yeah, it's expensive probably.
And there's a limit to like what size you can use. It's crazy.
I guess that's why we relegate it to like the beer sign. The beer sign is still neon a lot of the times.
What about a restaurant that they don't actually have a sign, they just have like one of those big printed like banners.
No.
Oh, this is for bad signs.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah.
And it's just in like, you know, Times New Roman, no script or anything.
Yeah, that there, sounds bad. I'm not going there.
I'm coming. There's one I'm thinking of in my mind that was in Bakersfield, California by my sister's house of this place opening. And it just said Liquor Deli. And I was like, oh, the Liquor Deli. Yeah,
that sounds good. I know. I like, you remember,
I drink
the,
from there.
You remember when Athens Church went in where the Goodwill was?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they AthensChurch.com is what it was then.
Well, they just had, so you could still see like the Goodwills, like, you know, they had lights behind plastic or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you could still see where the rain hadn't washed away the tarnish. Like, it still said Goodwill on the building just out of like filth.
Where, where it hadn't got to.
And then
to
they
it.
Had just like a vinyl banner kind of like suspended by rope.
It was like kind of like Big Brother is taking over almost. In that instance, because it's just like, we're putting this banner over the side.
It's funny you say that, because you know that church doesn't actually have a preacher. It's just a satellite broadcast.
What?
I'm not joking, because I used to work
at
that Goodwill.
That's wild.
And like, and yeah, they bought the whole building for $7 million in cash.
Yeah,
and
it's...
And so they just go there and listen to a podcast? For
Well, he transmits to like 8 or 9 churches like in the greater area.
So is there a visual feed or is it just
audio?
Yeah,
you watch them.
Oh, do they have a hologram yet?
I'm sure they will for another 8 mil.
I've been to that church for an event before and it's just like the weirdest vibe.
They have bought the whole center. They want to open like a little like K through, I don't know, like 3 church in, or yeah, like
K through 3 church.
Well, day church, whatever you call that.
Like, instead of school, you go to church all day, every day.
Exactly.
Is that really?
Oh, yeah. That's a big thing in Sholo. Like, besides, people would down talk charter schools, but they had this Mormon program that was like a seminary for, like, children. So where it was an alternative to school, they're just like, it's still a big thing in Sholo. Homeschooling.
Okay. That was under the homeschool umbrella.
But they still are able to graduate and stuff. And I met some of those people that came from homeschool. They were strange.
They don't know anything.
They did not know anything.
They don't know a thing.
I didn't know much.
I feel like you could pull off one of those vinyl signs if you tried hard enough. And if it was like a temporary thing, like I was expecting Athens Church to like upgrade to full neon, which is the height of signage in our opinion.
I would keep it full time at Roach Clip's Volley of Savings. So that people knew that, you know, I was putting the money straight into the product and not the signage.
Oh,
but
yeah, good point.
You can really fuck up one of those vinyl signs or just like a temporary sign with a font that's really familiar to people. You know, like papyrus. Like that happens a lot in yoga where they use that ass font and it's like...
It's the worst.
Yoga signage is bad.
Yeah.
Picture the word Sanskrit.
Rubber Soul does a good job.
Oh, yeah.
Because Cal's actually a good artist.
Totally.
Or like if you don't pay attention, though, it's like, oh, man, this is that like they'll use Comic Sans on a sign. And it's like, oh, come on, guys.
Yeah.
Like,
who are you
fooling? This is like the only thing we agree on as humans.
That is bad.
Like don't use this.
It's like writing in crayon. you might as well make a sign that's written in crayon.
Yeah, with like backwards R's.
Yeah, the only time it's acceptable is like on a flyer for a show in an ironic way.
Yeah, but even then it's like this is cheap and kind of like
what if it's for a show targeted for children?
No.
Yeah, no,
that's like dabbing. I see kids dabbing and I think it's still funny, but I see humans dabbing and I'm like, like you cut that out.
Wait, at what point do you stop being a kid and start being human?
Phone book listing.
I was going to say 7.
6 for me.
Yeah, I was thinking 6 or 7.
Okay, I don't know
twice
what dabbing
metal
is.
Yo, it's a emotion. I'm not going to do it, but it was a motion that was popular a couple years ago.
Do a dab. Come on. No one's
about this.
No, you Meg. Put your hand.
Meg, what? Like,
what the hell was that?
Somebody show her a dab. She's
do it. I can't do it. I have a rabbit.
You're the only one who can do it.
Honestly,
that was a half-hearted dab.
I won't, because I won't do it.
My babies do it. I think that's where dabbing came from, is looking at little kids sleeping, because both of my children dab.
I feel like it's a very like angels on the Sistine Chapel.
No.
Look.
No, he didn't go up like Hitler should. Like, dab's got to be higher.
Come on, do it, Donovan. No one can
dab's
see
got a little
except
bit of
all
Hitler.
Of us.
So okay. my dab was just like, I'm going to put my two fingers in the paint and get a dab of paint.
Oh,
and
you're
then
so innocent.
In the Vaseline jar.
Yeah, ew.
A dab of Vaseline.
For some reason, that's like raunchy to me.
When I was a kid, like people would cover your eyes.
Yeah,
and then
they
take the Vaseline jar and you'd hold your finger out, and then they would shove your finger in the Vaseline jar. And
that's
like,
not a dab.
That's not. But they thought that was a real funny trick.
What's the dude's name?
That's
at
not.
Linden
I
House?
Like that trick. William.
William. Yeah. I thought it was Matthew.
William. Almost the same thing.
I talked to him because we had to cancel our lunch and learn the other day, and he was like, "Will I get fired for being on your podcast?" And I was like, "I don't know."
That's cool.
We
Is
talked about
be on
like
the
having
podcast?
Sex with our clones.
And making children get naked.
But then, like,
masturbate to basic class.
Yeah, no. And he was, like, really enthusiastic about it. But then he was like, I don't know. I might get fired. Like,
get fired from the Linden House?
Well, because, like, we.
Oh, you
we
think
kind
that's
of,
some
like,
joke joint, Meg?
Yeah, that's a real art.
No,
center.
I don't. I just don't feel like anything we. Say
is it for
me.
Listening to the
didn't
podcast?
We talk, wait, didn't we talk about
you've
the implications
listened to
of,
our
like,
podcast
having sex
before?
With an underage
one time.
Clone.
And we like
underage
consistently
clones, right?
Mock accents in a racist way.
I mean, I don't personally do
like
that.
We've used the phrase English. We do a lot of
it's,
Speedy Gonzales imitations.
It's only Speedy Gonzales imitations.
Am I accountable for what everyone else?
Well,
yes, you're on this podcast.
I know,
hello.
Honestly, I don't know.
Are we edgy?
I don't think we're an edgy podcast.
So. We're no Ricky Gervais.
Well,
as far as I'm concerned.
I told him that not enough people listened to it for him to get fired.
Yeah, that's probably more accurate.
If it was the right person listened.
Okay.
The wrong person.
Listen,
you
if
might
the
be
right...
listening right now. Yeah. If you're listening, you can come on.
If the right person was listening and then we got a ton of listeners,
yeah,
they would ask us to be even more edgy and then
just,
you would get fired.
Yeah, I think
just be
thing
on our podcast and don't tell anyone.
So yeah. If he went on Howard Stern, he would get fired.
I don't know, maybe.
Actually, good question. Now that I... Because I was thinking about Howard Stern. I'm like, well, like, wouldn't that be... Like, why would he ever be on Howard Stern? Then he'd be like a hot commodity.
Our podcast is kind of wholesome. We're like holding baby rabbits, you know?
Yeah, I feel like the one thing that I was a little worried about was when we talked about Todd Gurley.
Oh, right.
Why?
Because you outed him as being underage and drinking.
Oh, who cares?
You weren't even on that podcast.
I was on there.
No. You listened to it.
I think I was on it. Let's go back and fact check
that one. We recorded it at the Secret Squirrel, unless you were there.
Yeah, that was in the squirrel.
Oh, it was? Oh, yeah. I think I was probably there. I was actively in the room
in the
listening.
Little,
active
underneath
listening.
The stairs? You were under the stairs?
Yeah,
oh,
I came
wow.
to a couple
there was
of those.
A time before we had kids.
I don't even...
And you could just write... A
I don't
novel.
Even remember that.
Remember when you had time to write your novel?
See, I feel like I still have that time, but it's like in this like way. It's like, you know, you kind of go insane. Like,
so
like I'm writing this novel while I'm like feeding both children and like folding laundry with my feet.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a skill.
You yeah. might not want to get used to it.
I'm not used to anything ever again.
What is a good, like, middle of the road sign you'll see that you'll be intrigued about the business, but you don't really
oh,
want to go straight in?
That adequately describes, like, church signs, right?
Soul chili?
So quiet.
Soul chili?
Well, I don't. Yeah.
Wait, Donovan.
There's never a point in my life where I'm intrigued to set foot in a church.
Stop it. Everybody stop it because I set you guys up. And you really all three dropped the ball.
What did I do?
You did a good job.
Thank you.
But
I said,
only kind of like berating Donovan.
I just said, soul chili?
They were the ones who wanted to talk about the church size.
Yeah, exactly.
In the first place.
Let's put it on
Donovan.
No
they. There's no they. This is horse hockey.
What do you do?
Desi supported it. So.
Everyone calm down.
What do you
One
do?
One time we went to Orlando and we drove down the Florida Turnpike.
So annoying. God.
So the Florida Turnpike is like privately sponsored. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, privately maintained in Florida. And it gets you from, like, I-10 to Orlando, mm-hmm. which is a good... It's faster.
You need to pay attention to Rio. He's getting pissed.
Yeah, there's nothing anyway, in there. I don't think there's anything in there.
I think Meg's got a good story about the billboards that were...
Oh, it's not really a story. It's just that they're all about... They're all anti-abortion. Isn't that the thing?
But, like seriously, like...
Like, what do they say?
They have, like, awful images and stuff?
And I don't even remember. Eddie's putting a lot on me to remember this. It was...
I think it affected you more because you...
I'd never seen anything like that where there was just billboard after billboard, you know, promoting an agenda that wasn't south of the border. Do you guys know South of the Border?
I've never been there, but I've heard about the signage.
Oh, isn't that like, it's like, isn't that like a triple X thing?
No, it's like a kids thing. It's like a
it's like
amusement
a
park.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's in North Carolina. I listened to a Tom Sharpling talked about South of the Border.
North and South Carolina.
There, it's like featured in some cartoon, I think. Like
maybe. So this
I've definitely heard of it.
This was a trip I took when I was probably 14, 15. My parents and I and my whole family flew to, I don't know where we would have flown into, maybe Charlotte. And then we drove to Myrtle Beach.
Nice.
But anyway, wherever we drove from and on the way to Myrtle Beach, we saw all of I feel like they started like 50 miles out. And then they're probably about 50 billboards in those 50 miles for south of the border, and we did not stop there, but it is like it's probably similar with Wall Drug, that's in like one of the Dakotas, mm-hmm. and it's like the biggest gift shop of all time. But anyway, that's cool when you can buy 50 billboards and like just get
pound it
people
into their head.
Psyched. It's not cool when you buy 50 billboards and it's just about
abortion,
anti-abortion. It's not like pro.
Yeah,
that would be crazy if it was just 50 signs promoting abortion.
You'd probably feel a lot differently about it. You'd actually be into it.
A lot of the anti-abortion stuff goes.
Like, I thought I was really into being pregnant.
I gotta say,
but now I'm not so sure.
I gotta give it to the anti-abortion people. Like a lot of the anti-abortion ads go there. And it's like
they go there.
They have
for
to.
Sure,
they
yeah.
show like
it's like PETA.
They show like an adult, and they're like, "I'm so glad my parents didn't get an abortion." And it's like, "Whoa, man, come on!" Like we weren't, or like they'll show like a 6-year-old who be like, "Daddy, what's an abortion?" And it's like,
The babies clearly hate all this abortion
talk. I can't believe you got these like anti-abortion babies.
I know
here.
they are totally upset. Well, yeah, I think Seychelles heard Rio.
A couple pro-lifers, it sounds like. We got some Trumpers sounds. Here.
They're like, be quiet, parents. You're okay, dude. You're very
nice.
Okay.
Yeah, get him upright. That little bunny likes it. Get his ears sticking straight up.
He's got the cord.
Hey, do you guys like that video where the bunny takes a bath in the sink?
The monkey washes it?
Oh.
Like the chimp washes it?
I mean, I feel like I've only watched like 5 videos ever, and I figured the one of the 5 you guys would all be familiar with. But it's a large rabbit being washed in a sink, and he's just like... really relaxing.
I believe
hard.
I have seen
oh,
this.
Oh, yeah, I've
He's
seen
taking
this.
Up the whole sink.
Yeah.
His long hair is filling the whole
okay,
sink.
Okay, good. It makes way more sense to my worldview that you guys have all seen that. Okay, babies are calming back down.
Yep.
I'll take that one if someone wants to take this one.
I'll take that one.
Yeah. I'll bring her to you.
Oh, they call this a Chinese fire drill.
Here, let me bring you.
There you go.
What's going on?
Chinese fire Desi drill.
Oh, Desi always wants Rio. Oh,
so,
here's his thing.
There's his thing.
He was cool.
Wubba-nub.
It's Wubba-nub?
That's what it's called. It's a Wubba-nub. She's pretty into this pose.
I guess if you had a, like a neon around an anti-abortion sign, like that would be the quickest way to get someone's attention.
In like Comic Sans.
And you might be able, yeah, that might be the worst one of all time. We were trying to figure out what the worst sign is because it's easy
don't
to get
abort.
The best sign. Yeah. Because you take neon like people love and then you.
Hi, baby Rio.
Oh, you bastardize it.
You yeah. bastardize it.
Or you abort it. Yeah, don't abort in neon. Comic
oh,
Sans.
That sounds
Comic
good.
Sans.
With a cowboy hat.
But, yeah. like, the neon is shaped yeah. like Comic Sans
that's
letters.
What the, that's
like,
what the cowboy's like, saying.
Like a Wednesday.
Yeah. yeah. Oh, that's the perfect sign.
Yeah, that's the
hands down. Don't abort a cowboy taking his hat off with a big grin.
He's like, I'll help you raise it.
exactly. That's the implication. Yeah. It's like, y'all don't need to abort. I got you.
There's some tall cowboy to take care of this baby.
And maybe he's also got like the lasso. But you know how they do like different, like different
oh,
neon
yeah.
where like some of it turns on and turns
yeah, exactly.
off. And so the lasso
oh, yeah.
goes up. And it's like he's spinning his lasso, but it's like up and down. I didn't get to mention that, but I do like the action neon.
Yeah, that's what the man takes off his hat. This cowboy takes off his hat and says, don't abort.
So what specifically was this cowboy?
Golden Nugget.
But
I
originally.
Say.
Oh, nugget. Originally he was the Golden Nugget.
I want to
say I
don't
even
nugget.
Think that one exists anymore.
It's on Fremont Street. I think it's still around.
You think it's still there?
I don't think it's for the Golden Nugget.
It's not?
I don't think so, but.
I can look it up, but
yeah.
I'm not going to.
Oh, okay.
I will look it up.
Oh, okay.
Willie won't he, you know?
Well, yeah, I feel like Neon in Tokyo takes
to,
a completely
what do I
different
need to
area.
Do, neon cowboy.
Yeah. Out?
So do they have Hello Kitty and Neon?
That's cool yeah, idea. But it's not like it's not nearly the most prominent. I mean, it's so much more electronics.
And
oh boy, Vegas.
They don't really use it for they use it for more for decoration than like advertisement, I feel.
No.
You guys Vegas Vic.
Vegas Vic.
That's
oh,
his
whoa.
Name, yeah.
Is a Las Vegas neon sign that resembles
I've been thinking
a cowboy
about Vic
that was erected
so
on
lately.
The exterior of the Pioneer Club.
Pioneer Club
in Las yeah. Vegas in 1951.
And then there's
that's
a
that's not even that long ago. I was gonna be like, oh,
there's a lady
wow.
too. There's a
Vegas
neon.
Victoria.
Yeah, probably. There's a neon cowgirl
or Vicky.
It's gonna be Vicky, just yeah. like Selma. Is Selma short or? For anything?
Selma Lynn.
Selma Lynn.
What's Selma Lynn's last name?
Johnson.
Johnson?
I was
Johnson.
Johnson. I was seeing Pike.
Johnson?
Selma Lynn
shark?
Pike.
Pike, okay.
The shark Jaws?
I like Johnson.
Selma Lynn Johnson.
J-A-W-Z-I-N.
That's... What is the background on that one? Is that Polish?
I think it's yes. like it got lost in translation.
Johnson.
Like, what the fuck did you say? I'm just writing this down.
Selma Lynn Johnson.
Here's a text from one of our listeners.
All right. Let's hear it.
You can guess who it is.
Matt.
I saw a good guess.
Thank you.
It's wrong, though. And
what?
Listen to the text.
Rich. Ricky.
You keep guessing. Why don't you listen to the text? Because
okay.
it's like, I saw on
Greg.
Facebook that you are. I saw on Facebook that you were eating before the podcast. I hope you guys have a great meal.
Rich.
I also hope you have a funny, creative, informative, and delightful podcast.
Mom.
Dad and I
Schreiber.
Are watching an
yeah.
HBO documentary about Gary Shandling.
Oh, Dad. Yeah, I know him.
Wow. He was a very tortured guy. So my
wow.
question is, do you have to be tortured to be funny?
Good question.
Good question.
Mom, capital M, capital O.
M. I would say no. I would hope not, because that would mean that my best friends are all tortured. And yeah. That's right. Looking at y'all, that would be.
But maybe, no, that's a good question, maybe though. To pursue comedy as a career, though.
I'm sure
it helps. Pursue,
then yeah. Yes.
Well, yeah, because you're depending on like the reaction of everyone around you to like further yourself and to like base your whole like way of, that you work. So yeah. It's why Conan O'Brien is like. Such a sniveling
little
brat.
But what you just said doesn't like necessitate torture.
My first person that I thought of was Carol Burnett, and she seems like she's a really happy person.
She's maybe funny, like right? If you're a man, you have to be tortured, and maybe if you're a woman, you just have to not give a shit.
Hey, whoa.
Because Sarah Silverman also seems like she has a pretty fun life.
I was just thinking of Sarah Silverman as someone who, I'm like, I think she's like an emotionally deep person, but I don't think she's tortured.
So it's gendered. If you're a man, you do need some sort of torture or perceived torture.
Maria Bamford is tortured, though.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
But
she's
also,
really funny.
My parents love Jerry Seinfeld. Is he tortured? Come
no,
on.
I'd like to torture him. Yeah, I was just going to say no, because he's a total douchebag.
Oh, whoa.
Or like Jay Leno.
Also needs to be tortured.
Hey, stop it.
He's just like so happy with cars.
The and movie?
I wish it was
all
the movie.
All of the cars.
You guys don't like Jerry or Jay.
Hey, I like Jerry Seinfeld. I was going to say Springer.
I bet John Lovitz isn't too tortured.
Really? He seems very tortured.
What's the
neurotic.
Funniest, what's the funniest person you know, Donovan? Rodney Dangerfield? You think he was tortured?
Oh, no. It's our Lord and Savior, John Lovitz. Duh. That's why I wouldn't have brought him up.
John Lovitz... Tortured or not tortured?
Yeah, I would say probably tortured.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, I've been watching My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, and there are parts of it that are, I just can't share it with Eddie. Desi, I know you've watched it.
I watch it.
There are some really hilarious things in that show, and I feel like the main character is tortured, for sure.
Yeah, I agree.
Self-tortured.
Yes. I would confirm.
Well, there you go, folks.
So,
watch Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. She's tortured.
I think we should make a movie called Signage. Yeah, called Signage.
But
it's about destroying signage.
No,
it's about the don't abort cowboy.
Oh yeah, about that guy.
And that's what they call him.
The don't abort cowboy.
Oh my god, that don't abort cowboy! I can't believe we created that. I want out of this podcast, and I do it with theme music. We appreciate you listening. Email us your thoughts at athenspublic@gmail.com. Tweet at us at athenspublic. Leave us voicemails at 706-521-3716 or text us, because that's more effective.
Tune in next week for another Selma Lynn Jawsin moment.
Yeah. And we might talk about that no abortion cowboy, but oh boy, I hope we don't.
I think he's tabled. He's off the books.
He's done. But we thank you for listening, and we will see you hopefully next week. Thank you.